Question de Sierra Leone, prendre la parole.
Mr. Vice President, Sierra Leone warmly welcomes the delegation of Samoa and thanks them for the presentation of their national report. Since its last review 5 years ago, Samoa has made significant effort, in spite of various technical challenges, to address and improve human rights standards nationally. In particular, my delegation commends Samoa for signing in 2014 the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and for their current efforts to domesticate it, as well as for the adaptation of various facilities for those who are visually impaired. Equally notable is the establishment in 2013 of an independent national human rights institution, which is in line with the Paris Principles, in order to better coordinate and monitor human rights promotion nationally. Other important achievements include the passing of the Family Safety and Family Court Acts, as well as the Media Council Act. Sierra Leone notes with satisfaction that the government of Samoa has issued a standing invitation to all special procedures mandate holders. My delegation would, however, encourage Samoa to continue to seek the technical assistance required in order to meet the various human rights commitments, as well as to mitigate the impact of climate change. My delegation encourages Samoa to ensure, through its ongoing review of the Land and Title Act, the women's access to land for economic empowerment is guaranteed. My delegation has the following recommendations. One, ratify and accede to the CAT, ICESCR, ICRMW, and the ICERD. Two, conduct public awareness raising campaigns and education programs on human rights issues targeting all sectors of the population. Three, submit its overdue reports to the Human Rights Committee and the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. Four, monitor and evaluate the long-term effects of climate change. Finally, Sierra Leone wishes Samoa every success in completing this UPR cycle.